Daf is Daf Pei Tes. So we got to the last five lines of Pei Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, we were talking about yesterday, this was actually Pini's question after the fact. We spoke about the situation of five carbonos. You had five of the hides left over, and one of them had this Yovelis on this, which was it's a mum. So one of the chaburas was not Yotzei the mitzvah of Karim Pesach. So now what do you do? So the Gemara says they're all potter from Pesach Sheni. Why are they potter from Pesach Sheni? One of the chaburas wasn't Yotzei Karim Pesach because it had a mum. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, five lines up. Wasn't there one of them, one of the chaburas that didn't have a karim pesach because it had a mum? So Gemara says, you're right, but mishum dulo efsher. There's no way around it. It's an impossibility. There's no eitza in this case. So Gemara is going to go through every possible eitza, and we'll see. That doesn't work. So that's why they're all pater. What should you do? Let's say each chabura brings a karbon pesach. The kamaisi chul nazara. So now, if you go ahead and bring five chaburas, five karbanos pesach, four of them are going to be chulim lazara, because four chaburas are chayiv, the arba minayu avilu, because four of them were already yotzei. So you can't bring a pesach if you already brought one, you can't bring a pesach sheni if you already yotzei pesach rishon. So to bring five karbanos pesach for pesach sheni, four of them are going to be chulim lazara, so that won't work. So then the Gemara says, laisu kula chad pesach. So maybe they all should bring one Pesach and come together, have all five chaburas. Let's say there are 10 people in each chabura, so have all 50 of them bring a Pesach Sheni together. So the Gemara says the problem with that is Nimsa Pesach Nechal Shalolim Nuyav. So that means 40 of people on the guest list of 50 already had the Pesach Rishon, and they're considered Shalolim Nuyav. They're not part of the count because they're not Chayiv in Pesach Sheni, so you can't have them participate in the Pesach Sheni, so that's not going to work either. So hi, Mai, what should you do? So Naisi Kolchad Minayo Pischo. Each chabura should bring a separate carbon pesach, and they should make the following stipulation: V'nisnu would make the tanai, v'neimu and say, "Ididi bal mum." If our carbon pesach was the bal mum, so we're now chayv in pesach sheni. Hide the icy hasha, the one we're bringing now, neve pesach. Let it be the carbon pesach as pesach sheni. V'didi, if ours was the good one, one of the four good ones, tam hava, and we were ready yotzei. To hide the icy hasha, the one we're bringing now, Pesach Sheni time, neve shlomim, let it be a shlomim, so you can make it tonight. If it's a Pesach, it's a Pesach. If I don't need a Pesach, let it be a shlomim. So Gemara says the problem with this suggestion is little efshar going on to daf pei tes now. That's not a possibility either, because mishum deika chazei v'shok, the kohanim hu da'achlile. Because when it comes to the shlomim, the chazei and the shok, and the different parts of the animal, go to the kohen. So you can't eat it as part of your chabur, you have to give it to the kohen. So the Gemara says, okay, that's not a problem either. Because v'nesi kol chad v'chad koin b'hadeh. So each chabura, when they bring a carbon, they make a stipulation, they should also have a koin join their party. So now they have their chabura plus one koin, and they make the following stipulation. If it's already was yotzei, that'll be my shlamim, and the chazei shok will go to the koin. If mine was the mum, so this will be the pesach sheni, and we'll split up amongst us, and the chazei shok will also go to the koin, just in case it's a shlamim. So that would be a very nice answer. The Gemara asks now, what was the nature of this particular kohen? Hi kohen, hei chidami. Ida avid pesach, if it was where he did a pesach, he ready with yotzei's pesach rishon, dilma hai pesach, maybe now it's being brought into pesach sheni, and he's not chayv in pesach sheni, v'nimsa pesach nechal shalom nuyav. So if he ready with yotzei's pesach rishon, he cannot participate in the pesach sheni. Now, v'ida lo avid pesach, if he did not fulfill his pesach rishon yet, so he's chayv in pesach sheni, the problem with this is, dilma shamim hu, maybe the chabur was already yotzei their karm pesach, turns out to shlamim, v'lo avid pesach, and he's not going to be yotzei his pesach sheni either. So why would he want to participate in this chabura that's unclear? He's definitely chayv in a pesach sheni, let him be part of a chabura that is vade bring a pesach sheni. So then the Gemara says, no, do the following. V'nisi kol chamisha, have all five chaburas, bring chad kohen, one kohen, to lo avid pesach. Meaning there's one kohen, and he's going to join all five chaburas out, just one kohen. And now what's going to happen is as follows. The Gemara says, v'nimnu alavei hani chamisha psachim, and let him be part of all five chaburas. Dibimon avshach. Ikechad lo avid pesach. There's certainly one of the five chaburas here, who were not yotzei pesach rishon, and the chayim in pesach sheni, v'konaf kebei. So I guess this one kohen will eat the chazei v'shok of every single of the five pesachim. That's a lot to eat. But either way, one of them is definitely a pesach. So he's going to fulfill his mitzvah pesach. And the other four he'll eat as a chazei v'shok of a shlamim. So the Gemara says a problem, because that's a very nice suggestion. But the problem here is, el mishum dekamim ma'it b'achila shlamim, that's going to be ma'it mechia shlamim. Why? Because d'ilu pesach layom v'layla. When it comes to pesach, it's eaten in the daytime and the nighttime. So now, this is a very important piece. I don't want to lose the flow, but keep in mind, this Pesach is chayv yom v'layla. We really only know you eat at nighttime, not by yom. But Yom HaLayla, you don't need it daytime, you need it nighttime. So we'll come back to that afterwards if I remember. Remind me if I forget, before the Mishnah. But Pesach's only eaten by Laila, let's say. Vilu Shlamim, when it comes to Shlamim, the Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. But Shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night. So now you have to be machmir here, because maybe each carbon is actually, or every carbon you have to assume maybe it's a Pesach, you only eat it the first night. But now you're losing out a whole nother day of eating the shlamim. That's being memait in the shlamim. So you can't assume all five karbanos are maybe a Pesach, because that's again a memait in the ichil shlamim. Because the Gemara says, so the Gemara then says, no, now what you do is the nesei mosar Pesach. So maybe what you could do is every leftover Pesach has a din of shlamim, but it's only eaten for one night. So Gemara says, v'nesi mosar Pesach, bring a Pesach that was left over. We spoke about in the past, how do you have a mosar Pesach? Let's say a guy separated a Pesach. He lost his Pesach, so he separated another Pesach now, and then he found the first Pesach, so now he has an extra Pesach. So fine, go bring a mosar Pesach. And the mosar Pesach, the Gemara says, now make the following tonight. So the Gemara says, v'nema, ididi ba'mum, if our carbon Pesach was the ma ba'mum, so now we're currently chayv in Pesach Sheni, hide the icy hashta, this one now, nevi Pesach, let it be my Pesach Sheni and fulfill my obligation. But ididi tam hava, who, if my initial Pesach Rishon was a good one, it was a tam, so nevi hide the icy hashta shlamim, to let this now current carbon be a shlamim, but it's not a typical shlamim, because a moser Pesach, an extra Pesach, which turns into a shlamim, has a din of nechal yom v'layla echad, only eaten for the one night, does not have all the dinim of a regular shlamim. Okay, so Gemara, it's a strange suggestion. I know you're all about it, so how do you accomplish that? How do you find the moser Pesach? So what does that even mean? V'chi mafrishin tchila lemosos? That means you can't just lichat tchila set aside. I want to set aside a current Pesach as a moser Pesach. No. Moser Pesach is b'dieved. If you have a leftover Pesach, then it becomes a Moser Pesach, which means it is a din of shlamim, but limited when you eat it. But I can't lechachila make a stipulation. If I'm chayv to Pesach, let it be a Pesach. If I'm not chayv, let it be a Moser Pesach. How do you have that? So Gemara says, no, we're not telling you to be mafrish, a carbon, with the kedusha a Moser Pesach. What we're suggesting here is, v'nitchechu v'naisi Moser Pesach. Find a guy who has a Moser Pesach. Some guy, there's so many, so, it was so active. So many animals were being separated. There's got to be one, two, a few guys who lost their Pesach. They found another Pesach, and they turned out they have a Moser Pesach. Find that guy and ask for his Moser Pesach. And now on that Moser Pesach, make a stipulation. If I need to bring a Karan Pesach, let it be my Karan Pesach. If I don't need it, let it remain as a Moser Pesach. And either way, it's only eaten for one night. That's the suggestion. So Gemara said there's still another problem. There's a chilek between a Pesach and a Moser Pesach. Granted that they're only eaten for one night, but Ela Mishim Smicha. There's a difference when it comes to Smicha. Smicha is when you place the hand on top of the carbon. So the Gemara says, with respect to the Ela Pesach, or carbon Pesach, lo by Smicha, Ela Moser by Smicha, but a extra Pesach, which is Moser Pesach, requires Smicha. So Rashi explains here, so why don't you do Smicha on both animals, right? So Gemara said, Rashi says, "Bay smicha," around halfway down the Rashi's in the page, "V'i'ef shar lismoch al zeh." You can't do smicha when you're not supposed to, because Shema Pesach, who perhaps it's a Karban Pesach, which doesn't require smicha, v'ka'avid avoda b'kachim. That's considered avoda. By you leaning on the animal, a kachim, that's a avoda b'kachim. Tosas points out from here, "Dibar maschil v'ilu Pesach, lo bay smicha," Tosas writes, "Svir le," the Gemara assumes here, "smicha b'chol kocho," but you need to put all your weight to do smicha. Because the dilo ba'inan elakoldo, if you need just like a little tap on the animal, which is not any weight, lo havi avoda b'kachim, that's not called avoda. Touching an animal isn't avoda, but leaning on it would be considered avoda. So since you have to do smicha on the Moser Pesach, and you're not allowed to do smicha on the Pesach, this won't work either. So the Gemara then says, okay, hatinach karban anashim. This all makes sense why this won't work if a man was part of the chabura, because a karban anashim requires smicha on the Moser Pesach. But let's say this happened to a karban nashim. You had a chabur of women. The women are not chayv in smicha. Moser Pesach doesn't require smicha, just like an actual Pesach doesn't require smicha. Samayik lemeimra. If there's a chabur of nashim in this particular situation, they should be able to bring a Moser Pesach and make a stipulation. If it's a Moser Pesach, if it's a Pesach, because neither one requires a smicha for the karban of nashim. So Gemara says, you're right, that's a good answer. But there's still another problem in the difference between a Pesach and a Moser Pesach. Ela mishim matanos, the types of the amount of sprinkles, the gifts, the sprinkling of bloods you put onto the carbon. Dilu pesach matana achas. When it comes to carbon pesach, all you need to do is one matana, one giving, one zrika. Vilu Shlomim, which is the din of Moshe Pesach, has a din of Shlomim that requires Shtaim Shein Arba, two of the Zrikas at the four, two corners, which are really four. Because you do have the corners, you're getting in the north and the north and west and the south and east. The two corners is two that really accomplish four, but a Pesach only requires one corner. So that's another difference, which you can't figure out how to get around that. So Gemara says, "My nafkamina, what's the big deal?" Vatnan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim that kohen nitanim al mizbeach achiton shenidnam b'matan achas kaper. Keeper, that any type of carbon, even if it requires two or four, if you did it with just one, you're yotzei. So here's this is a case of bidyeved. So even though lichachilas shamim should require two, should do one because one will satisfy all opinions at least bidyeved. So Gemara says, okay, that's a good suggestion, but there's still another problem in the chilik between Pesach and a Moser Pesach, which is el mishum de'ilu Pesach b'shvicha vilu shlamim b'zrika. How you do the zrika is different. We're going to learn about this in the end of the Masechta, I believe. Shvicha is where you just pour it over the side of the walls. Zrika is where you throw it at the walls. So a Pesach requires a shvicha, where you pour the blood, but shlamim and Moser Pesach require throwing it at the wall. So there's a difference between zrika and shvicha. That's another chilik, which is why we can't solve the problem. So Gemara says, "My nafkamina, why is this a problem either?" V'atani, the Brisa says, "Kol nitanim b'zrika, all those types of bloods and karbanos that require zrika, shenidnam b'shvicha. If they did a shvicha, they just poured it on. That's yotze as well." So Gemara says, "Granted, Amar the karmina di avid. Granted, this is all true b'di avid. If you had done a zrika instead of a shvicha, or rather shvicha instead of zrika, that works b'di avid. The chachila nami, would we say lechachila to go ahead and tell a person to do this lechachila to do a shvicha instead of a zrika? That much we wouldn't say. And therefore, since we covered every single possible scenario, and there's no way around that these five people are stuck." Even though Lemaisa, one Chabur did not bring a Karim Pesach, because his Karim Pesach was a Mum, since we don't know who it is, he's onus Rachman Apatre, it's as if he brought the Pesach, and he's exempt from having to bring a Pesach Sheni. Okay.
So, what do you do with those, the five Karbanos? Because it's an issue, no?
You burn, you have to burn. The Gemara said, you bring it to the base of Shreifa. So the Gemara said before that a Pesach is eaten in Yom V'Laila, for a day and a night. That's not true. It should be just a Laila. We don't eat it until Leil Seder. So there's a fascinating discussion. We know when it comes to Pesach Sheni, there's a minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Now the problem is, Avni Nezer says, why would you eat it on Yudal? Yudal Iyar is when you shecht the carbon Pesach Sheni. You eat it the Leil, the nighttime, Tezvav. So why is the minhag to eat it the daytime of Yudal Iyar? So the Klei Chamda says because they don't want it to really look like the Pesach Rishon. They don't want it to look like their Mamash, rather Pesach Sheni. They want it to be a Chilek, slightly different, so it doesn't look like you're being Mosif on the carbon, something along those lines. He tries to finagle and answer why you eat a Dafka Yudal, not Tezvav. The Sfas Emes says, from this Gemara we see that although Pesach Rishon is only eaten by Laila, the Gemara says Pesach Sheni is eaten Yom V'Laila. Even though it was Yudal Iyar when they shechted it, they were also able to eat the current Pesach on Yudal Iyar, and that's why there's a practice to eat the matzah on Yudal Iyar. What comes out from this is you shouldn't eat it Leil Yudal, you should eat after the daytime of Yudal if one has such a minhag to do so. So that's interesting. Thing he draws out. I think it's a Chiddush Sfas Emes. I think Pashup Shad isn't really means Laila, doesn't really mean Yom V'Laila, but that's the Chiddush Sfas Emes, how he explains this minhag. Okay, now the Mishnah says halfway down the Amud here, Ha'omer Livanov Hareini Shochet Es HaPesach Ami Sheyala Mikem Rishon Yushalayim. If a father says to his children, I'm going to Shech now, and whoever gets there first to the Har Bayis, they're going to be Zoch Yushalayim, rather, they're going to be Zocha for themselves. Kem Sheyichnes Rishon Rosho, the first guy, his head, he crosses the line, Rubo and most of his body, Zocha Bechelke, he's Zocha and his Chelek of the Karim Pesach, Umizakis Achav Imo, and all his children as well. So, and all the brothers as well. That's what the Gemara says. And before Misha says, before we get to the Gemara, there's an interesting din here, the Rush. The Rush says, I think Ronan was asked this question the other day about Zach and Adam Shlo Bafanov. So the Rush says, we learn from this Mishnah, at least in the Havamina here, that the father could be Mezaka to the others, even though he doesn't know who's going to be Zoch in it. He doesn't know who's going to be first. He's Shecht in the carbon, and he says, whoever's going to come first, he's going to be Zoch for everybody else. He doesn't know which son will get there first. So you see, you could be Zach and Adam Shlo Bafanov, even though you don't know who's going to be Zoch in it. So the Gilyone Hashas of Yosef Engel quotes in the Tshuvas HaTashrei who argues and says, no, Zachan La'adam Shlomo Fanav only works if you know who's going to be Zocha. But if you don't know, it doesn't work. He doesn't address this Mishnah, but we'll see in a second the Gemara is going to reject how the Mishnah is understood, which is why this Mishnah doesn't really serve as a raya, even for the Rush. It's all in the Habamina. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, he sounds like he shechted it, and then after he shechted it, they had this race, and he was mezakeh them after the Shechita took place. So the Gemara is going to say what we saw a few times already. Shema mina yesh breira, must be breira. Because even though the shechita took place and the race was afterwards, he could be mezakeh them retroactively who was first part of the shechita. Gemara says, no, nothing to do with this at all. There's no breira here at all. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kedei lezarzim b'mitzvos kamar. All he's trying to do is get them to be excited and have a race to do a mitzvah. But lamaisa, they're already part of the mino in the beginning. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes here, kedei lezarzan, v'kula imnu alav. They already were part of the guest list. The Bain Rishon, Bain Achon, whoever came first, the guy who came last, they're all part of the guest list. This was just a way to excite them, to get excited for the mitzvah, but they're already part of the minoy before Shechita. There's no brayer here at all. And the Gemara proves this, de kanami, de katani, umezacha achav imo. He's mezacha, the brothers with him. So iyamis, if you say, bishama, dam, ninu, mekara, if they're part of the guest list initially, shaper, this makes sense. But ela, iyamis, delo, am, ninu, mekara. If they were not part of the guest list initially, the basa de shachet mika misamne. Could you create a guest list after you already did the shechita? That's not true. You can't, because the Gemara is quoting the very next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nimnin umoshchen yudein mimenu ad sheyishchab. You're allowed to add to the guest list. You could detract from the guest list up until shechita. But once shechita comes, you can't change the guest list. So clearly this Mishnah is not talking about the guest list. It's talking about just the way to be mezari as the children to be involved in the mitzvah shmamina. And the Braisa also seems to indicate this Tani Nami Hachi, Maisa Bekidmu Banos Lebanon. One time they had such a race. This family had, they liked to race and they liked the Mizaris, the children. One time the daughters came before the sons. Venimsa Banos Rizus Lebanon Shreyan. Looks like the girls are a little more, Azaris than the boys. It was a little embarrassing to the boys in the family. But we see the whole idea is to be Mizaris, the children. So racing, fun games like this could be a good way to get the children involved and excited about performing mitzvahs. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Just a nice chiddush, just an eighth of being Mizari children. There's no halacha from this at all. So then you see there's that Rambam or Shulchan Aruch brought down, and they don't even quote this, it seems, from the Ein Mishra. It's not even quoted the halacha. Okay. So the Mishra then says, Li Olam, Nimnim Olav Ad Shehe Bo Kazayas L'Chalechad V'Echad. You're allowed to add as many people to the guest list as possible, as long as there's a Kazayas to go to each person. That's the din. Once you go beyond that it's too small, there's no Kazayas, it doesn't work anymore. So Gemara, then the Mishnah says that nimnenu moshchen es yedem imenu ad sheyishchot. You're allowed to add and detract from the guest list up until shechita. Shechita is kaveya. Whoever's part of it, it's all over. You can't add or detract anymore or subtract. Rabbi Shimon Omer ad sheyizrok es the hadam. He felt you had more time. Actually, you could go up until the zrika. Even after the shechita, you could still change the guest list even until the zrika. So the Gemara says, my kamash malam. What do we learn from here? Ha kamash malam the afagav de imnu alava chaburazu. You learn from here, even though you have one chabura, you could change the whole chabura as well. So Rashi refers to a Gemara we're going to see in another 10 days from now. But look at Rashi just to get a little bit of a foreshadowing what's going on here. Rashi on this Gemara, Diafagav denimnen alav chabura zu, chosen venimnen alav chabura acheres. You could change the whole chabura around. They could all remove themselves and have a whole other set of guests on the list. The Delok Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Lekaman, the Perak Misha Yatame, he says in Daf Talites, Ubevad, She Echad Mibnei Chabura Rishona Kaimalov. So we don't know exactly what's going on. We have to wait to that Gemara. But Rabbi Yehuda felt that one of the initial people from the initial guest list, that initial Chabura, must be there even when adding on another 10 people. But if no one's left, somehow the whole Karm Pesach is possible, let's see. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. But again, we'll wait another 10 days to appreciate this machlokas further. So then the Gemara quotes the end of the Mishnah, Machlokes of Tanakama versus Rabbi Shimon, is Shechita this man that's Kaveya, or is the Zrika this man Kaveya for the guest list? So the Gemara now qualifies this Machlokes, Amar Abaye, Machlokes Limashech Dirabanan, Limashech. This whole Machlok is referring to removing yourself from the guest list. But about adding on to the guest list, that you only have until Shechita. You can only add to the Shechita, add to the guest list up until Shechita. But in terms of removing yourself, according to Tanakhama, it also ends at Shechita. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you have till Zrika to remove yourself. So that's what the Gemara says here. Machlokas is limashech, to remove yourself from the guest list. Dirabanan savre mehayos miseh michayusa deseh. We have a few places. Man, there's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey, where it talks about with the Lashon, I forget the Gemara, Lashon, Chalal and Hillel. The Gemara makes a drasha of switching letter Hey and Ches, and there's a long Gilyoni Shas of Yosef Engel who quotes like 20 different places in Shas, or even drasha where they switch a letter Hey or Ches, who makes it a drasha. So these are one of the examples of a Hey and a Ches where they switch around, even though the Pasuk is Mehayos, it really means Mechayos, from the Chayos, the Chiyos of the animal. So you have up until the Shas shchita, when it's alive. But once it's dead, it's no longer having chiyus left anymore. It's shchita. You can no longer draw out from the guest list. That's the drush according to Rabbanim. Rabbi Shimon Savar, mehavyasa, they said, no, you read it at face value. Hayosa, that means the havyasa, the existence of this. What do I mean, the existence of the animal? Says Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud here, mehavyasa kodem gemar bodasav, before you've completed. But once you've, you know, through the blood, it's no longer here anymore. As long as the blood's still available, that's called mehayosa. So that's machlokas in terms of removing oneself from the guest list. Mehayos or mehavyos. Aval, says Gemara, with respect to limanos, to add to the guest list, to put your name onto the guest list, that everybody agrees, divya kol ad sheyishcho, that's up until shchita, could you add people to the guest list. So the Damar Kar, the Pasuk says, this we quoted a few times already, the Pasuk says, b'michsas nefashos, when you start counting the people on the guest list, father tachosu, we said, meant the shchita. So you could add to the guest list until Shas Shchita, that everybody agrees to, but again, this machlokis is, until when can you remove yourself from the guest list. And the Gemara quotes a brisa that says the same exact thing very clearly. Tanya Namihachi, Nimnan Umoshkin Es Yideim, Mimenu Ad Sheyishchot. You could add and pull off from the guest list until Shchita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimnan Ad Sheyishchot. You could add until Shchita, but Moshkin, you could draw off, you could remove yourself Ad Sheyizrak Asadam until you've sprinkled the blood. So now going on to Amid Beis, now the new Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us on the top here, Hamimana Imo Acher Bechelko. So let's say you have a Chabur. And one of the guys, Reuven, decides to bring his friend Shimon into Chaburah. The other guys didn't agree to Shimon. They didn't even know about Shimon. But Reuven decided to bring Shimon into the guest list. So he's allowed to actually do that. But the Mishnah says, Hamamana imo acher b'chelko, Roshayim b'nei Chaburah, the other members of the Chaburah, could say, Litein la shilo, we don't know this guy Shimon. Give him his Pesach. V'hu ocha mishalo, you guys eat by yourselves. V'hein ocha mishalo, we don't know this guy. So we don't want being part of our Chaburah. So you could add him to the guest list, but you guys go to the other room and eat. Rashi points out here, Hamimana Acherim Imo Al Pisco, Echam Ibn Chabura, Shehimna Acherim Imo, who brought other people onto the guest list, Al Chelko, included in his particular chelik in the Pesach, below Das Chabura, without the consent of everybody else. Rashayin Lomerlo, they could tell him, Tol Chelkecha, go take your chelik of the Pesach, V'tzein, get out of here. V'achal Ata V'chaburascha Es Chelkecha, you guys go eat in your own corner. The Islay Lahaitana, this mission assumed, Pesach Necha Bebeis Chabura, so you can take one Pesach and split it into two different Chaburas. That's what we learn from the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question and tries to use our Mishnah as a raya for this, or an answer for this question. So what's the question? Ibailu. B'nei chabura, shehayu yadav shel echad mehem yafos. Let's say you have a chabura, and one guy's hand is yafos. Rashi says, yafos is a nice way of saying the guy's a big glutton. The guy eats a lot. Rashi says, loshin ma'aliyah, it's a nice way to say, maher lecho harbi. The guy stuffs his face. So you have one guy who just stuffs his face, a big glutton here. So the question of the Gemara is, ma'u sheyomru, lo, can we tell this guy who's stuffing his face, Tol chelkecha, take your chelik, but say, to get out of here. You're eating too much. It's not fair to the rest of us here. So do we say, mi amrina and matzi amrlu? Could the guy respond back, the big glutton, say back, ha kablisan, you accepted me. You put me part of the guest list, and here I am. Tough luck. You should have done your research. I'm here. I'm eating as much as I could eat. Tough luck for you. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should say, matzi lamemrlu, they could say to him, ki kablinan litikuna zvicha. We accepted you in order to fix the zvicha, which Rashi says, to make sure there's no noser left. That's what we did. But the daita de achlas tvei minam, but to eat more than what we're having? Lo kablilatcha, we didn't accept that for you, so get out of here. So are you allowed to kick out this guy who has a yafos, yadav yafos, he eats a lot of food? So the Gemara says, Tashma. Hamemana, quotes our Mishnah, Hamemana acherim imo achelko, Roshan b'nei chabur litein la shalom, hu olchel shalom, v'in ochel nes shalom. This is our Mishnah. If the guy, Reuven, invites Shimon, and we didn't know about Shimon, we could kick them out. So my time, and why could we kick Shimon out, and Reuven? La mishim dehavilei kiyadayim shel echem hem yafos. This is not like a case where the guy is a big glutton, and we could kick him out. So here as well. Because he, Gemara sevitzak adaitach yadav yafos, matzi amrlu, kablilsa yidneve haik yadav yafos. So if it's about yadav yafos, couldn't he say that, you know, you accepted me to be part of this, why I should be here? Me bringing my friend along is like having yadav yafos. I brought, not myself, I brought my family with me. And so the din is, we could kick him out. The whole family we could kick out because it's like yadav yafos. Here as well, if there's just one guy who eats a lot, we could also kick him out. Gemara says, lo, it's the reason why we kick him out in our Mishnah is not because he eats a lot and he's taking a lot of food. Rather, deos shiny. When it comes to many people, we don't know the guys. It's uncomfortable. You have a meal. And, you know, I'm sure it's happened to you guys. You went to a house for Shabbos, and they invited some family you didn't know. And some family that maybe you didn't like or didn't was interested. And it wasn't a very exciting meal because it's a person you never met before. You're not a friendly guy or they're not a friendly family. You know, it's uncomfortable. So here's, well, we don't know who this guy is. We're all friends here. You bring this random person here. It breaks up the whole dynamic here. So Gemara says, when Deyos Shaini, Dinami Tervayu Kechad Mibnei Chaburahu, Dachli, Matz Amrile, Delo Nichle Inish, Nucha Gavan. We don't want a Nucha, a foreign person. We don't know, part of Chaburah. It's a very intimate group here. It's a Leil Seder. We're singing and we're talking to the Torah, Karim Pesach. This random guy makes us uncomfortable, but nothing to do with a guy who eats a lot of food, just having to do with other people changing the dynamic. So there is no Raya from our Mishnah that you could kick out a guy who is Yadav Yafos. So Gemara now attempts to bring another Raya. Toshma, Hashamish Sha'achal Kazayas Basar B'Tadatana. We saw this Mishnah that the waiter is going back and forth. He's serving the food, and you know he smells a nice shawarma roasting in the oven, and decides to take a bite of the shawarma. The part of the he's stuck now because once you're there, you can't leave to another makom. So what should he do? So the Mishnah said, Ima Yapikeach, if the Shamish is a smart guy, Memalakrisa Mimeno, he should stuff his face while he's stuck in that place, and then he can leave and serve. Now, im ratu b'nei chabura, la'asos tovimo. If the b'nei chabura want to do a tova, they feel bad for him, he's busy stuffing his face, they say, no, let's get up, let's go sit next to him. Barn the yoshim b'tzido, we'll sit next to him in the kitchen on the oven floor. For Ochlin, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's a nice tova that the b'nei chabura could do for him. So the Gemara makes a diak here, ratsu in l'ratu lo, only if they want to. But if they don't want to, they should not be forced to. They could say, tough luck for you, we want to sit here and you should serve us. So v'amai, why? Ne'malu ha'kablisin. So the shaman should say, didn't you accept me as part of the chabura? You should have to come sit with me here, shouldn't you? So you should have to be here. So the fact that we don't say that must be that we don't say we accept you. Gemara says, no, nothing to do with accepting Yad and Yafos. This case of the shamish is completely different than a guy who eats a lot of food. Shani Hassam, over there by the waiter, the agreement they had was, Hassam d'amrile ki kablincha adaita d'nitshechecha kaman. We accepted you as part of chabura, that you be the waiter. You be serving us. We sit down like kings and like a mensch, and you'd be serving us. But come up, the mitchach lon timatriach us the didach for you to go schlep into the kitchen, sit on the floor. Lo kablincha, we didn't accept that upon ourselves. But this is a different type of agreement than a guy who eats a lot of food. Because in terms of who's tircha, the tircha's on who, the shamish or the bnei chabura. But this does not have any impact on who the kabbalah was in terms of a guy eating a lot or eating a little. That's not part of the calculation. And then finally, the gemara brings a very clear brisa which answers this shaila. Tashma. B'nei Chabura, Shaya Yodav Shalachamem Yafos. A guy who eats a lot of food. A big glutton is part of the Chabura. Rashayin Lomar, we could tell the guy, Tol Chalkachavitzei. We could say clearly, get out of here, take your food and eat elsewhere because we want to eat as well. They can kick him out. So that answers the question, you may do this. V'lo, oh, not only that, Ela Filu Chamisha V'asu Sibolas. Even if five guys are eating, and Sibolas Rashi says, referring to Tarova Suda Shoko Yimos Hashanah. A regular meal. Nothing to do with Pesach at all. They're having a meal. And the din is afil chamisha vasu sibolas. Says the Gemara, Rashi and Lomar Lo. You could tell the guy tol chelkacha v'tzei, get out here and eat your meal. Right, we decided to have a meal together, and then we didn't realize how much this guy eats. He just fasted all day. He's stuffing his face. We could say, listen, Reuven, we want to eat also. Please take 10%, 20% of this. You eat in the corner. Save some food for us. So Gemara wants to know my velo ode. What does mean lo ode in this price here about the Karim Pesach? And then said lo ode even sibolas. So Gemara said lo mi bai kamar. Lomi by Pesach the Matzi Amar Lehu Ki Kablincha the Tikuni Zvicha. Needless to say, by Karim Pesach, where we only accepted the Chabura just to make sure there's no noser, but not to take more food from us. So that was obvious. You could kick the guy out. Ela Filu Sibolas, even a regular meal during the year. Nami, and the point of a regular meal is not to eat food. The point of a regular meal is because the company Tavsa Ba'alma just to hang out and chill with the friends, the guys, where the Achila isn't the Iker. So maybe there you would think maybe you couldn't kick the guy out because the social aspect is more important than the eating. The Gemara is Mechadish, no, Rishayin Lo Malo Tol Chelka Chavetzai, even by that case, kick him out and eat. Side point here, there's an interesting Hafla who says a beautiful idea. He knows not shot at all, but an idea he says in terms of Zvulun and Yisach, the relationship of people or her learning and teaching. He says the following. He says, the Gemara B'derech Moser, he says, if you have a guy, a Chabur, a people, and there's one guy who's Yadon Yafos, which means one guy is very successful in business, you could tell the guy, say, go out and you make some money and you support the rest of us and you're going to have the same chedek as we have. That's what he says here from this Gemara. I guess he's encouraging people who are successful in business to go out and work more and not to feel bad that you're not learning as much. Supporting the Limud Torah is also just as good. That's a Chassam Sofer quotes from that flaw. Okay, so Gemara then says, Ikedami. This whole discussion, the Gemara says, Haloi Bailan. This was never the Shaila. Ele Hachi Ibailan. This was really the Shaila Gemara wanted to know. It wasn't about a guy who was Yadin Yafos or not Yadin Yafos. Ela, Bnei Chabura Rashayin Lechalik, O Ein Rashayin Lechalik. Can a Chabura split up or not? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashayin Lechalik, around halfway down the Rashi, Lechalik Pesach Beneim Lechalechad Chalek Hamagiu. Could you take a Karim Pesach and split up that each person takes a chelek, just divide it evenly? Oh, ain rashan lechalik ela ochlen kecher. Everyone just eats regularly, but no sin amanos lefneim kishar sudos. I mean, can you take a Karban Pesach? Let's divide evenly. You take this, you take that, or no? You have the Karban Pesach in the middle, and everyone just takes like a natural, normal way of eating. What's the approach a person could do? So Gemara says that Tashma brought a raya bnei chabura shahayu yadav sheech achas man yafos. There's one guy who eats a lot. V'rishayin lomar lo. You could tell this guy tol chelkecha v'tzei yada v'tzei. So go out and take your portion. So you see, you can divide the Karban Pesach. Rishayin lechalik. So Gemara says no. Yadain yafos in. That's only the guy's mamish, a glutton. But guys who are eating regularly, you're not allowed to divide it up. Shema Amina, you should not divide up the Karban Pesach. Put it on the table, and then everyone take their chalik as it comes and eat it in a normal pace. So Gemara now has an interesting maisa. Rav Papa, Rav Huna.
Does that contradict our Mishnah a little bit?
No, how so?
Because the Mishnah somebody added, right? Let's say 10 people, and so one guy said, oh, I'm going to share with somebody else. So he becomes part of that.
No, but that was they know about it. This is the case where they all knew about it initially. That's where the guy added someone to the guest list because of Deus, because I don't know that guy.
So they never accepted.
Yeah. So now the Gemara says, Rapap Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, Arive, Rifta, they were sharing about how they were having a piece of bread together, a big loaf of bread together. Now, Ad Achel Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua Chada, Rav Huna was able to have one slice of bread. Achel Rav Papa Arba, Rav Papa ate four slices of bread. So he ate four times as fast as Rav Huna. We know from other Gemaras about Masir, Rav Papa was a larger individual, and he ate a lot. So the Gemara says, Amrle Palikli. So Rav Huna says, give me something. Come on, you're taking all the food. Give me a few slices of bread. So Amrle, Rav Papa says, listen, when you invited me to come over, you should have known who you were inviting. Kabilton, you accepted me. You invited me over, so that's tough luck for you. I'm going to have four slices, you're going to have one slice. So Eishvi Kolhani Tiyufta, so Rav Huna challenged Rav Papa with all the different questions we had about the, you know, the Shamish and the, all everything we just discussed above. And he gave all the answers of Shani Kedushin. He answered all the different questions here. And that's the case of Deus, where you didn't know the guy. That's by a Shamish, where you, in terms of Tircha, but in terms of Yad and Yafos, there's no answer. You have to let me eat whatever I can eat. Finally, he asked the question, Eishvi B'nei Chabura. He finally brought that last Brisa, where the Brisa clearly stated that B'nei Chabura Yadav She'echad Ben Yafos, Rashayin Lomar Lo Tol Chelko, you can kick the guy out. So that Brisa, so he says to him, Amar Lei, Hasam Damrina Lei, Ki Kablon Chala Tikkun Izvicha, there, that's only because by Karban Pesach, you want to make sure there's no Nosar. But we're not having Karban Pesach, we're having a regular meal during the year. But then he says, but the rest of the Brisa says, Amar Lei, say, Eisivei, Sibolis, doesn't it say the end of the Brisa? By a regular meal, a Sibolis, you also could kick out the guy who's the big glutton. So Rapapa, you know, he agreed. He conceded to that kasha, Pagle, he gave him half the loaf, and they split it evenly. So then the Gemara says another time, Azal Arav Bade Ravina. Rav Huna was not very good at choosing his his friends to have meals with, so he decided to have Ravina. So Ad Acha Rav Huna, Breid of Yeshua Chada, he had one, Acha Ravina Timna. Ravina had eight slices, so now Yifra Papa is not too bad in the light of Ravina. So Amr, so Rav Huna says, Mea Papi Lo Chada Ravina. I'd rather 100 of Papas than one Ravina. Ravina, wow, he eats eight times as much as I eat. So that was the Maizah. What to make of this, I'm not really sure. I'm sure there's something very, very deep in this Gemara outside of just eating. But either way. So Gemara then says, now this last Brisa has nothing to do with what we've been talking about up until now at all, and we're not going to fully appreciate it. I think the Gemara talks about it a little bit more tomorrow, but we'll just touch upon the Brisa right now. Gemara now says, last eight lines or so of the Gemara, Tanei Rabbanan. Hamemana acherim imo apisro v'achagigaso malz shebiyado chulim. The person, he puts together the guest list for the Karban Pesach, and also for the Karban Chagiga. The Karban Chagiga, Rashi points out, the Karban Chagiga that's brought in the Erev of Pesach, Yudal Nisan, that's also part of the Pesach because it's meant to fill a person up. So when they eat the Pesach, they're ready al hasova. You're supposed to be very full, and the Pesach should really tip you over, tip the scale. So the Chagiga is really part of the Pesach. You need to have a guest list for both the Pesach and the Chagiga. So the din is, if I already paid for the Pesach and Chagiga, now I'm collecting money from you after the fact, that money in my hand is considered chulin, and we're going to see tomorrow why that Gemara is considered, why the maos are considered chulin. Then the Gemara, the Brisa says, Hamocher olaso, a person who sells an ola, ushlamav. If I set aside an ola for myself, and a shlamim, and I try to sell it to somebody else, lo asav lo klum, it doesn't work. You cannot sell an ola that was designated for me initially, you can't sell it to another guy. That doesn't work. Rashi writes, Hamocher olaso liskaper bo acher. I sell my ola for somebody else to achieve kabara, lo asav lo klum, the sale is not a good sale. Vein ha'ola kreva el l'shem bailam harishonim, it only works for the initial owners of the ola. And then the Rashi says, Umos kol shein yiplu l'nedava. And the money he gave me goes to the nedava. So the Gemara says, well, how come it's going to the Nedava? V'chima acher de lo asav lo klum. If the sale is not a good sale, the malos amay yiplu l'nedava. The malos should remain chulin because it wasn't a good sale. It wasn't an exchange for any kachim. So the Gemara says, you're right. on the Mikra Din, but Amar Rava Knas, the Knas, since they attempted to buy a Ola, the Kona, the potential Kona, is penalized, and all the money he tried giving towards an Ola goes straight to the Nadav. So then the Gemara says, Umay Kolshin, what do you mean Kolshin? What do you mean any amount? So the Gemara says, Alfa Gavdul Havi Shavu El Arba. Let's say the Ola is worth 4. But he tried buying it, Yavlu Chamish, he was giving 5. He was paying above the market value for the animal. So one might have thought that maybe that extra fifth zuz he's giving, Rashid, might be just a matana to the guy selling it. Right? He wanted to do the guy tova. Here's 4 for the animal, and here's another 5th for you, just a pocket, an extra gift. So maybe that extra 5th zuz should go to the guy's pocket or should remain a chulim. So Gemara says, Afilu bahi yaseir, even that extra money that was given, nami kantur abani, even that money was part of the penalty. Fine, that's the Gemara. So let's quickly recap. We start off the Gemara talking about the whole long discussion about the 5 skins, the 5 carbonos Pesach, 1 had a velas, which was a mum, and we weren't sure how to deal with it. All 5 were exempt from Pesach Sheni, even though 1 chabur vadai did not bring a Pesach Rishon because it's a mum. We brought all the different scenarios of making a Tanai, if it's a Moser Pesach, it's a Shlomim, 1 day, 1 night, 2 days, Smicha, no Smicha, Moser Pesach, how many sprinkles, 1 versus 2, Shvicha and Smicha, and then we realized there was no option, and therefore the 5 chaburas are all exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Then we had the mission, the Gemara, about the Indian of being Mizaris of children in terms of the running up to do Pesach, and seemingly for all other mitzvahs as well. Then the mission we had about that you have until the Shechita to add to the guest list, but in terms of removing from the guest list, we had a Machlokas, Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon. Tanakama felt also up until Shechita you can remove yourself, and Rabbi Shimon felt up until Zrika you have the ability to remove yourself. That was based on whether Mehayosa says Mehayosa se, or Lenta Mehavyosa the se. And then on the base, we spoke about a guy who invited someone part of the Chabura, and no one else knew about it. You could kick him out because the other people don't know him. And then we raised a Shaila, a guy who was a Yadan Yafos. His hands were very big, meaning he ate a lot. Well, you could kick him out or not kick him out. We tried bringing a few rayas. We ended up bringing a very clear statement in the Braisa that you can ask him to leave, but not only by Karim Pesach, but even a regular meal during the year. A guy who's a big glutton, you could kick out as well. And then we said this whole discussion might have also been applied to whether you could divide up the Karim Pesach or you have to let them eat naturally. And there too, we assumed that only if the guy is a big glutton could you kick him out, but if not, you cannot divide the Chabura. Then we had the funny mice with their Papa and Rav Huna, and then Ravina and Rav Huna. And then finally, that Braisa talking about trying to sell or buy a Ola and a Shlomim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a safe day. And Mirza Hashem, I guess we'll be in touch about tomorrow morning. Yeah.